Insurance rates for covered California are out, and the numbers for 2018 don't look great for the North State. There are many ways healthcare can burn a hole in your pocket, but the rising cost of premiums are the most recent headache. It's a concern frequently raised by North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa, usually mentioned near the word repeal. Here's LaMalfa at a town hall in Chico last week.
And when you break it up to region, we're going to be lucky enough in Northern California, rural California, to have a 33% increase in rates.
33% is a pretty scary number. But before you panic, it doesn't apply to everyone. Not by a long shot. Only those using covered California who earn too much for a subsidy will take a hit that size. Like a couple bringing in more than $64,000 a year. Or a four-person household making more than $97,000. North of the Sacramento suburbs, that's roughly less than 5% of the population. Joy Melnikow is a policy analyst with the University of California at Davis.
The rates are slated to go up for premiums. If people are eligible for subsidized premiums, then those subsidies will compensate for the increase in rates.
But why are rates going up in the first place? A recent study by the Kaiser Health Foundation found that many insurers are hiking their rates because they don't know what's going to happen to the Affordable Care Act. And if there's one thing the insurance business really hates, it's uncertainty.
So if you're an insurance company and you're trying to decide whether you should participate in the exchange next year at the federal level, and you aren't certain if you're going to be getting that additional support, you may decide to continue your participation but with higher premiums in case you don't get it, or you may decide not to participate.
Mike Waltermood is the CEO of Enloe Hospital. He's worried about potential cuts to Medicaid. This funding has been on and off the chopping block throughout the year.
If the government is going to cut, it would be nice if the government would just make the decision and be done with it so we knew what we were dealing with and could adjust. At present, we have no idea what to do.
Right now, as many as 70 to 85% of their patients have some form of government insurance.
It hurts when there's a cut. We don't have a whole lot of wiggle room in our budget to take a hit.
Another program on the chopping block? Disproportionate share payments. These are payments that the federal government gives to hospitals that serve a high number of low-income patients. Hospitals like Enloe.
Rural areas and impoverished areas do get hurt faster. They feel the impacts much more quickly.
That's because rural areas tend to have a higher number of people enrolled in government plans, like Medicaid and Medi-Cal. These pay significantly less than private insurers do for the same procedures. Then, there are people who aren't insured at all.
At any given time, we might have 20, 25 patients in-house that, you know, we don't get paid for.
And when hospitals struggle, everyone does. Here's Dr. Melnikow again.
Traditionally, the way hospitals compensate for that is by increasing their rates for their insured patients.
If you're worried about rising healthcare costs, you should take matters into your own hands, like talking to an insurance agent to make sure that your plan is actually the best for your needs. If you have a high deductible, make sure you have enough on hand to pay it, should you ever need to. And if you can't pay for the healthcare you need, call your local representative. I'm Addia White for North State Public Radio.